You know, the technology sector feels like it's hitting a major inflection point right now. It's actually quite dramatic, especially with reports suggesting OpenAI is effectively discontinuing Sora.
That creates a notable contradiction within the current market landscape, doesn't it?
It really does. While venture capitalists are pouring billions of dollars into the next wave of AI innovation, signaling strong confidence, OpenAI appears to be pulling back from a flagship product.
So the resolution to this paradox lies in the complex interplay between digital ambition and physical reality.
The primary thesis of this situation is the growing tension between algorithmic expansion and real-world constraints. It's a clash we can't ignore.
While code is developed in Silicon Valley server farms, the physical infrastructure required to power it faces significant headwinds.
A specific incident underscores this friction. An 82-year-old woman in Kentucky recently received a $26 million offer from an AI company to build a new data center on her land.
Despite the substantial financial incentive, she declined.
This isn't merely a case of stubbornness, but represents a broader sentiment across various regions.
While a company might technically rezone nearby land, the willingness to do so is not universal.
The physical world is actively pushing back against the relentless expansion of AI infrastructure.
Several factors likely contribute to the decision to scale back or kill projects like Sora.
First, regulatory and legal hurdles are intensifying.
As AI becomes more pervasive, governments are introducing stricter regulations regarding data privacy, copyright, and energy consumption.
Second, infrastructure limitations are becoming critical bottlenecks.
Finding suitable land for high-energy data centers is becoming increasingly difficult and politically charged, as evidenced by the Kentucky example.
Third, companies may pivot products not because they fail technically, but because resources are better allocated elsewhere in response to these external pressures.
Despite the news of OpenAI's pivot, the broader venture capital landscape remains optimistic.
Investors continue to bet billions on the fundamental belief that AI will transform industries.
However, this optimism is tempered by the reality checks happening on the ground.
When the industry stretches further into the real world, requiring power grids, cooling systems, and physical land, it encounters resistance.
The Kentucky woman's refusal serves as a microcosm of the challenges facing the entire sector.
Communities are becoming more aware of the environmental and economic impacts of hosting massive data centers, leading to a more cautious approach to expansion.
The implications for the AI industry signal a maturing sector.
The gold rush phase is giving way to a period of consolidation and regulation.
This shift means higher barriers to entry.
As infrastructure becomes more regulated and land is harder to secure, it will be harder for new startups to build the massive models required to compete.
Second, there will be a necessary focus on efficiency.
Companies will need to find ways to run AI on less energy and smaller footprints to appease communities and regulators.
Third, competition from other nations is a factor.
The U.S.
is not alone in this push. Other nations with different regulatory environments may become more attractive for infrastructure development, potentially altering the geographic distribution of AI innovation.
In conclusion, the news of OpenAI killing Sora and the struggle for data center land signal a trajectory shift.
The industry is moving from a theoretical concept to a physical reality that must be managed.
While venture capitalists continue to bet billions on the potential of AI, the industry must respect the boundaries of the physical world.
The tension is not just about land use. It is about how technology impacts local communities and the environment.
The next wave of AI will not just be defined by code, but by the ability to build the necessary infrastructure in a world that is increasingly pushing back against unchecked expansion.
For now, the future remains uncertain.
But one thing is clear. The era of easy expansion is over, and the industry must adapt to the world as it is, not as it wishes it to be.